Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Thanks for joining us for today's special edition entitled Questions and Answers. Okay, well, here's just a couple of advice type questions, all right?
Okay.
So what advice would you give today to a young mom who is busy raising a little one? What advice would you just offer to a young mom like that?
Right off the top of my heart, I would say sit down and hold that little one. Make sure that you stop long enough from the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, the errand running to look into their little face because it's a big face.
They grow up really fast.
Very soon, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, what advice would you give then to, say, a mommy who's raising teenagers?
Probably enjoy the journey. There can be frustrations along the way with little ones or with teenagers. And sometimes, like I said before, our focus is mainly on that guidance and discipline and discipleship. And oh my goodness, there's so much for them to learn. And will they never learn it? That we forget to enjoy the journey. Our charity, Noelle, right now, she'll be 13 here very soon. And she is hilarious. She is so funny. And sometimes I miss her fun times because I am so busy doing other things. And so I would say to you, just enjoy it. Sit down and laugh and talk and hear their heart, because very soon they're only going to be calling you, you know, every other week because they're busy adulting.
Yeah. That's really good. Mm-hmm. I know that this year was a big year for you in the sense that your mom went to heaven this year. Mm-hmm. And so I know there's, because of COVID, there's a lot of people that have been touched recently by people we know that have passed away, or, you know, a lot of our peers, we're at that age where our parents are getting older and we ourselves are getting older.
Right.
Just, it's part of life. It's the normal part of life. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to those who are facing either parents aging or even the loss of parents right now? And anything you've learned through this journey that you would pass to them that's helped you to walk through the journey with grace or dignity or or a good response? What do you have there?
I would say if you have a loved one who is terminally ill, and I know this can be touchy because COVID sometimes in the hospital situation, people cannot actually get in to see their loved one. If you have opportunity to see them, go see them so that you can live after the Lord takes them with no regrets. That's what you want. You want no regrets. And even you could look back over your whole relationship with this person and you could focus on, oh, I did that wrong and I didn't do that. And maybe I should have gone then, or different things like that. Don't allow Satan to throw that up in your heart. Concentrate on the times that were wonderful and fruitful and so much fun, and times where you grew together in that relationship, the happy times, the times that might have been hard but made you closer. So concentrate on those so that afterwards you're not in a discouraged time. You know, if your loved one knows the Lord, the Bible does tell us that we don't grieve as those who have no hope. We have a blessed hope. And so our grieving is, yes, it can be hard. I miss my mama every day and my dad, and I wish I could talk to them every day. But I can live with the calm assurance that I will see them again, and I can live with no regrets. You know what? I love them. They loved me. We didn't always see eye to eye, but I don't have any regrets because we had a wonderful relationship.
And they were great parents, that's for sure. They were wonderful people, and I'm glad I got to know them as well. Well, the Bible says in Titus chapter 2 that older ladies are to teach younger ladies.
Yes.
And what advice would you give to the ladies in our audience or to husbands who want to encourage their wife to serve others, to help others? What does that look like? What advice would you offer regarding the Titus 2 passage?
You know, that can be a little bit tricky because on the one hand, you have ladies my age and older who think, what do I have to offer? I don't have anything to offer to them. And look how busy those young mamas are. They don't have time to come spend with me, nor do they want to spend time with me. On the other hand, you can have young ladies who are thinking, I don't have time to spend with you. I am so busy with my children. And there are, unfortunately, young ladies who do not have a teachable spirit. You know, they think they have it all figured out. Sure. And so it can be a tricky thing. I would say that as a mature woman, maybe your children are leaving the nest, and so you are a mature woman. If you are growing in the Lord, then God will give you opportunity. All you have to do is pray about it and just say, Lord, I would love to be able to pour encouragement into a young mommy, into a young wife, into a young lady in my church, and just pray about it, and it will surprise you, the young ladies that you can talk to. And it may only be that you walk up to them and you smile and you say, hey, how was your week? How are you doing? You maybe offer a hug if your church is hugging during COVID time. You might send them a quick text. You might tell them that you're praying for them, and then honestly do pray for them.
Sure.
And then it could be that the Lord will open opportunity for you to actually get together with that young lady and to listen to her heart, and then just to give her good, sound, biblical discipleship.
Sure. Along those same lines, and kind of a, you know, kind of an addition to the same question, I know there are ladies that you pray for frequently and connect with. At least you initiate connection on a weekly basis.
Right.
And what difference has that made? And why did you start doing that?
I just was burdened for ladies in ministry. Mostly the ladies in ministry that I get to interact with are pastors' wives. And a lot of times pastors' wives don't have anyone to talk to besides their husband. And I just wanted them to know that someone was going to be praying for them, encouraging them, loving them along the way. And so I have some friends that I will text, and all I do is just tell them that I'm praying for them. And I do. I pray for them every Sunday morning. Some of them I pray for throughout the week. Some of them give me specific requests. Some of them it's just, you know, more general. But I just tried to reach out to them. And the difference that has made is I have a solid friend. You know, if you genuinely pray for someone, the Lord's going to open your heart to them. And then if they know you're praying for them, their heart's going to be open to you.
Sure.
And so I have some genuine friendships. And I also have a lot of friends then who in return pray for me. And then I can have the opportunity to say, you know what, I'm discouraged about this, or I'm struggling with this right now. Can you pray with me about that? And I have any number of friends that I can text.
Yeah, I know a lot of pastors have said, you know, periodically along the way, you know, boy, my wife, sure appreciate your wife's encouragement. And so I thought it was just, you know, it's a simple thing, but it's a very powerful thing that you do.
It is. And many of those relationships are not Titus II relationships. They would be just peers.
Friendship, peer relationships.
Some of them are Titus II relationships.
All right, one more question for you then. It's about ministry, actually.
Okay.
And I know that one of the things that comes up often in the ministry is when it comes to ministry wives, you know, can you play the piano? Are you going to sing? You know, do you speak to ladies? What would you say to young ladies who, or to pastors' wives or evangelist wives, about their role and their respective role in ministry? And how did you find your niche? And what advice would you offer about that?
Well, I would say first and foremost, your relationship to the Lord is of utmost importance, and sad to say, there was a time when our children were coming along very, very quickly, and we started homeschooling, and things got very busy. And of course, traveling in evangelism, we go to revival meetings almost every night. And my relationship with the Lord was more based on what I heard in the service, talking with David, a quick reading of scripture, and I wasn't as grounded as I needed to be. And so I would say that no matter where you are, ministry, wife, mom, you need to be grounded in the Word of God. One of the sweetest times that I have now is my walk with the Lord. And I love just getting into His Word and learning more about Him. So your relationship with the Lord is of utmost importance. Sometimes we mistake our service in our church for our relationship to the Lord, and that is not the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was doing a lot of service in that time to my family, to our ministry, but I was not grounded in the Word as I should have been. And then I would say, secondly, your relationship to your husband is, it is a very high on your priority list. Your relationship to your church is very important, to your church family, to your church ladies. But there are many young ladies who are very gifted, whether it be in music or whether it be in leading a ladies' Bible study, and their main focus is on that service instead of their family, and their family can suffer. So your husband, he needs you. He needs you to be his encourager. He needs you to be his cheerleader. He needs you to be his lover. He needs you to be his homemaker. He needs all of that. And then he needs you to serve alongside of him in the ministry. If you have children, obviously they are of utmost importance too. And your children should know that they are more important than your church family. There may be a crisis that you are facing in your church, and it is consuming so much time. You should still communicate to your children. Mom and Dad are busy right now. We understand that, and you understand that, but you are important to me, and I love you, and I'm still going to take care of you. And then I would say, if the Lord has gifted you in a certain way, then use it. You know, if you are musically talented, then use it. It should not be the top of your priority list. It should not be your end all, you know. Oh my goodness, they didn't put me on the music schedule this week, and I am the pastor's wife. You shouldn't think that way. If the Lord can use you, then, and your church can use you, then use it. And if it doesn't happen that week, it's okay. I also know young ministry wives who are so concerned that the Lord is not using them. And you know what? You may just be in a season where he's just saying, wait, I'm going to, but there's some things you need to learn before I can use you in that way.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today's discussion was a special edition of Questions and Answers. Join us next time as we will be looking at part 3 of 7 vital steps for building a Christian family.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.